So I'm Joshua Pablo Rosenstock, and this is the Fermentophone, which is a musical instrument that is being performed live by the bacteria and yeast in the various ferments that we have here, which range from pickles, sauerkraut, kimchi, beer, wine, cider, lots of different fermenting things. And as the fermentation happens, the microbes, the bacteria and the yeast produce carbon dioxide bubbles, which bubble to the top of the jars that they're in, and there are little underwater microphones that pick up the sounds of those bubbles. You might hear some bubbling sounds in the background as well. And then they are converted into different kinds of musical sounds. So each of the ferments we're listening to has its own kind of musical voice in the ensemble. And there's some string sounds.
Sounds like freeform jazz is coming out.
Yeah, it is kind of like microbe free jazz or something. Yeah. So I'm an artist and a musician first, and a fermenter second, and as I got into fermentation, I was really fascinated by the bubbles that come out. They have this really rhythmic quality, but it's definitely not a human rhythm. It has this sort of otherworldly, other kind of life to it, and I thought for a long time about if I could use that in some way to sort of generate some kind of artistic or musical outcome. Professor at Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Massachusetts, and this is part of my research is to present my creative experiments to the public. So I'm here at the Fermentation Fest as one of the artists that they commissioned for the farm art detour. They've given me this great storefront space right here on Main Street in Reedsburg to set up just for the 2 weeks of the festival, and people are coming in and helping to create the installation. We have probably about 60 or 70 jars going now, and many of them have been created by other visitors to the festival who visit my fermentation station and chop up some fruits or veggies and make their own edible artwork that they add into the window as well. So I know your folks are just listening in, but we've got a whole window, storefront window, that's full of beautiful colored jars of all different shapes and sizes and colors. If you're lucky enough to be able to walk in, you actually probably can smell some fermenting going on here as well, and it's a real multi-sensory experience. For people that are here and can actually see it, if you watch the bubbles come out, it's a really clear connection. As a bubble comes out, a musical sound is played, and it's pretty much a literal translation of the fermentation activity, which is itself an expression of the life cycle of these microbes that's being translated right into the musical sounds. So it's a sort of a collaboration between me and this microbial world, but I like to think that I've sort of set it up, and the real agency here is actually coming from the microbes themselves.